Tuesday, December 8th, sitting in the living room, and it's a nice day for December. I'm just going to start off with a little general background information. For instance, where were you born, and how many children did your parents have?
Well, I was born in a little farming community in Idaho. It was in the Snake River Valley. It's called Shelley. I was born out on a farm in a little three-room house where my father had been born. And there were five boys before me. I was the first girl that they had. My mother said that my dad looked at me and says, "Oh dear, what will we do with a girl among all these boys?" And we lived there for just, two or three years after I was born. I don't really remember the place. That was one that I had gone back to when, with my folks, but it was real small and not much there. My dad was a farmer, and I grew up mostly on the farm.
As a child in your earlier years, say between when you first began active and 10 years old, what kind of games did you play, and who'd you play them with?
Well, most of the games we played were just played outside. We used to play Run Sheep Run, which was a group game. I can't remember a whole lot about now. That's too bad. But we also played Kick the Can. And these were usually played with my brothers or the neighbors. We had some close neighbors when we lived in the Thomas area. There was kids across the street. There was four of them. And then there was the five of us. My brothers were really always really kept me busy with their games because I didn't really have any sisters to play with at that time.
When you played this Kick the Can, could you kind of explain that? Or?
Well, it was, you put a can, you drew a circle on the ground with and someone was you put this can in the middle, and then the guy covered his eyes, and everybody went and hid. And as he found him, the object of the game was to get back to home goal and kick this can before he could catch everybody. And we used to play it a lot in the evenings because it was kind of dark then and you couldn't see each other quite so well. There was just, a lot of running around. It seemed like most all of our games were played outside. Mother didn't allow you to play them inside.
Did your mother really frown on you if you came back dirty and stuff?
No, not that I remember. I think because we did play outside, that she really didn't care too much as long as they weren't in the house. And there wasn't room really to be in the house. And most of the games we played were outside, and where we played was outside, whether it was with trucks or with games or whatever. We just didn't play in the house much, except in the winter. And those were games that were quiet games. You played cards and old maid, and we were read to a lot. Mother read a lot. I sometimes think that she read because that was the only time she had time to sit down. But she didn't really care whether we were. Not that I really remember. It seemed like that she had hosts of washing, so I'm sure that there was we were never very neat and clean about keeping ourselves clean when we were outside playing. When we went to school, I remember that most of the things that we wore to school, the boys wore just overalls most of the time, and the shirts. And the dresses that I had were ones that Mother had made. And they were all pretty, plain things, so that they were easy to iron. Because Mother seemed like she ironed everything. Everything had to be ironed. It's not like it is now that you can buy materials that you can wash and wear. But everything then was all cotton, and it all had to be ironed and starched and the whole nine yards. And Mother always did it. There was always a basket of ironing that went on forever, it seemed like, after she'd washed.
When did you start going to school, and was how many various grades were assorted into one schoolroom?
I started school, since my birthday was in December, then I couldn't start school until I was almost five, or I was going on six. I was five and a half, I guess, when I started school. And there was, but that's the first school we went to, it seemed like there was a grade for each class. But then I was about that first year, I think the first year I went to Rockford School, and it seemed like there was a grade for each class. But then when we moved to Grandview, in the second grade, there was three grades to each classroom, to each teacher, and there was anywhere from 10 to 15 kids, but most of it, there was usually around 10. There in Grandview, there was just a little school. I think there might have been four rooms in that school, and we lived out on the farm. We always lived on the farm. Where we lived there, it seemed like we lived way out on the desert. The house that we were in there didn't have really any plumbing at all, and we didn't have electricity. And I think the things I remember most about that house and living down there was the fact that the boys weren't even able to sleep in the house. They had a tent that had a floor in it, and that was what they slept in winter and summer. And the house was a two-story house, and there was just two rooms on the ground level, a kitchen and a living room. And then upstairs was a bedroom, which my folks had, and then there was and another room, which was my bedroom.
When you were going to school, how did you get there? Did you walk, or did you have a bus?
No, usually we walked down the lane. From there in Grandview, we walked down the lane and then caught the bus. But most of the time, we were usually bus, because we lived out so far. And there wasn't a whole lot of neighbors around. I think the bus, get out to bus, was about half a mile.
What were some of the various subjects that were taught in the schools?
I think mostly just reading and writing and arithmetic is what we had there at Grandview. It seemed like that I can remember doing some cooking, but I was only in about third grade then, and I think that might have been just something for some entertainment or something. I don't even remember, but I remember that there was a stove there. The teacher lived there at the school, and but we had they didn't even stress really sports at all, like they do now. Reading and writing and arithmetic and some history and I was trying to think what else there was. Maybe and the languages. So I think there was always English. And that was. They had a lot of absentees when we were there at Grandview, and I know that if you were out, that there was always someone coming and checking to see if the kids were sick or if they were just staying out of school. I don't think there was 50, if there were 50 kids in the whole school, I don't think there was even that many when we were there. From there we moved to Pingree, which was a little bigger school, and there was about 2 classes to a grade in the classes. I can't remember how many there were in them. There must have been a dozen. Must have been at least 12. Maybe even as many as 20 in the classes there.
In these smaller schools that you talk about, how high up did the grades go?
They went to the 8th grade. Most all of them did. And there was, I think, there at Pingree, there was through the 8th grade, and in the high school was just, all the kids had to be bused to it. There was just one high school that wasn't there. It was at Thomas. And we had, the school there at Pingree was a new school, which we really thought was nice, because I think about the 3rd grade, 4th grade was where they got so that there was more kids and we didn't have as many ones in the class. And I went there from there until my 8th grade, when all of the schools were consolidated. I think there were about 5 schools that consolidated. We had a nice gym there at the Pingree School, which was kind of unusual for them. They had got so basketball was more the thing then than football is now. But I was on the girls' basketball team. Then I think it was for my 8th grade that they consolidated. I believe there were 5 of the schools. And then we went to Thomas, which was more or less a junior high. And they had, I don't even remember how many kids there were in that school. It was a pretty good size compared to what the other one that I had been to. And they had their big for graduation. Graduation then was 8th grade graduations were big. And since we had a really big one, because there was about 50 kids in the 8th grade class after they consolidated. Most of them had parts in the graduation, because you kind of give backgrounds of the schools you came from, and I had given the background of the Pingree School, which I had attended.
In this graduation, did you receive a diploma of some sort?
We got diplomas. A lot like, not as fancy, I'm sure that they were handmade, and it was kind of a big deal, because it was the really first recognition that you got as in school, and some of the kids thought that it was even better than their high school graduation, because it was more people attended. I said, I'm not sure it's that way now. They don't even have them, hardly have the recognition between junior and senior high anymore.
At any time when you went to school, were you ever working like at a part-time job or any way of getting you some type of little extra spending money for, say, the weekends or Christmas or something?
I think the only extra job that I ever did was I babysat, but that was just whoever needed me when. I didn't do all that much because I had two younger sisters by then, and I spent a lot of time with them. But babysitting was about the only thing that I did until after I got out of high school.
Did the boys, did they do any, like, after-school jobs or anything, or were they mostly tied up with chores and such around the farm?
Well, during the summer and in the fall, we always picked potatoes, and that, I guess that was what you might say, is because we always picked potatoes, and that was money that we used to buy clothes for school, and usually put some aside for Christmas and that. And the boys did. They worked out, as they were not needed at home. If they weren't needed at home, then they always went and helped the neighbors and were paid a small amount. But as a rule, they were pretty much, I don't know, my oldest brothers seemed like they always had worked out. But in the summers, there was enough work to keep most everyone busy at home, and in the fall there was the potatoes, which we all most generally all picked. I think the only I picked my share of potatoes. I used to pick with my brother a lot, and then I picked with my dad. My dad was really fun to pick with because I always got everything that we made. When I picked with him, he just picked to help me get money. And we usually, he and I could pick around 200 sacks a day in a good day. And I says, you really knew you'd done something when you picked that many potatoes in just a basket. You just picked them in baskets and dumped them into sacks. And I says, by then you knew that you had worked hard.
Was this what kind of hours were you working, from like sun up to sundown when you did this, or
Not quite that long. They started digging potatoes late enough, which must have been 8 or 9, so that they wouldn't freeze. If it was really cold, then they had to be sure and not pick them or dig them so that they'd freeze. Because if they were frozen, then they wouldn't accept them at the potato sellers. But usually it was done, and you picked until you were finished at night. I know the boys were usually always out gathering up potatoes late. All of them, the sacked ones, they were hauling them into the cellars. Usually by dark they had most of them in, but you'd usually picked until they were all, everything that had been dug was up and sacked. And we used to have the Indians come and pick for us a lot. And then there was some times when one year, or a couple years, I think it must have been just after, I don't know, I can't remember if it was, maybe it was during the war, that there was just so hard to find people to come pick potatoes, and they brought a whole bunch of young fellows. And I mean, they were just really young kids. They were kids that were, 13 and 14 from Arkansas and Kentucky, because there was nothing, no work at all for them, and they need them so bad in the potato fields that they just brought a bunch of kids out there, and I can remember them coming out, and they just lived at your place until you were through with your potatoes, and then they were moved on to another camp. But some of those kids I know were really young, and I didn't realize that how hard it was for kids. And those, some of those kids were my age. They were, and they didn't know how. They couldn't read. They couldn't write. And I said, my mother used to just kind of take them under her wing. They always liked to come out to our place because she, being from Louisiana, she cooked a lot of the same kind of things that they liked. They didn't like just some of the foods that the Northerners cooked. But they liked gravies and stuff like that, and a lot of people don't make them anymore.
When you were going to high school, and did you have like social events such as dances or a place where you would might like hang out or something on like say a Friday or a Saturday evening?
In high school, we used to, most of our social stuff was stuff that the church had. The church, as a general rule, had dances, and then there were school dances. We went to a lot of the school dances, to the football games and to the basketball games in the winter. And that was, but to hang out, per se, not really, because there was, just wasn't that many places to go. You didn't have the money or the a way to get there. I know that I always had a way to get where I wanted to go, because my mother's rule was, if the boys went and Carol wanted to go, then she went along. And if they didn't want to take her, then everybody stayed home. But we used to have a lot of dances, and there were places in Pocatello, which was the biggest place, where sophomore year, we used to go down and go dancing. There was, and we'd go down and go roller skating too. You roller skated on Friday nights, and there was a dance on Saturday night. And we used to go a lot. And you know, there wasn't just one or two of us that went. There was usually a whole carload of kids that went at one time, because you just kind of pooled all your money and resources and went.
Did your dad? Was that the source of your car? That your, I take it your brothers usually drove.
Yeah, they usually always drove.
Or did they own a vehicle themselves?
No. I was gonna say Ralph bought him a car the year after he graduated from high school, but otherwise there was just one car at home. There was, which was the pickup that we was used. But the boys never had cars until, as a general rule, until they were able to buy and pay for it and take care of it by themselves. They didn't. Dad didn't hand it out to them. And they had, like I said, lots of. It seemed like we always had a car to go somewhere. But nothing too fancy.
Were Sundays type of a day that was devoted to church? Is it more? Was it more strict then than it is now, where people go if they want, or were they, you know, Sunday you would just kind of set pattern that you went to church on Sunday?
Well, at home. It was kind of left up to you after you got a little older. I says, when we were little, we used to go to church. But then after we got older, I mean in the eighth grade and thereabouts, my folks weren't much for going to church. My mother enjoyed church, and she taught in the primary, which was one day a week. But my dad never was much for going to church. He was available when people need him to help and working. And with farming, you farm almost 7 days a week. It doesn't, you don't turn off your water on 70s, and you just kind of waited until there was availability to do something. But Sundays were a lot of the time we had company, or we went to see relatives, and it was mostly relatives that we went to see, because there was my dad's folks and my mother's folks that were there, but we never was real strict about Sunday. She always had a big Sunday dinner.
On the when you went to church, did you have like a special dress or outfit that people that you set aside that you would wear to like church or a special occasion?
Yeah, there was usually just one dress that you kept just for special occasions and for church, whether it was the one you wore to dances or whether you wore it to church or whatever, but there was usually one special dress. And with the boys, there was a suit. They wore a suit if they went to church. They didn't wear just sports clothes. It was a suit and tie.
Were the majority of your meals held in one specific room, say that, like a kitchen that was like added on to it? Well, not added on, but an eating area that was right near the kitchen.
Well, the kitchen and was the dining area and some of the bath area and the whole works. There were homes who had large homes who had formal dining rooms, but no, we always ate just in the kitchen. And it was, I think what you decided whether it was a little nicer meal than what by the type of table, and my mother always used tablecloths, but it was by which tablecloth she had on and how it was always served. She was always real strict. I said, we always said the prayer before we ate. Breakfast, lunch, and dinner. Or breakfast, dinner, and supper is what it was mostly. And the breakfasts were always a big meal. She usually fixed cereal, and she fixed eggs, and she there was generally some meat. She'd make hot cakes or hot biscuits and toast. There was always some hot bread of some sort. And for dinner or for lunch or dinner, which we called it, was a big meal. It was the big meal of the day. There was always meat and potatoes and a vegetable and generally a salad and a dessert, and it was just generally a big meal, because they were working hard, and then supper, which was usually just a light meal. We had lots of times just bread and butter, or bread and milk and fruit, or leftovers from the dinner for supper. And that was about all. There was just not a whole lot for supper. But that seemed to be fine, because it was usually late enough in the evening that you didn't really need it. They come in from chores or finishing up out in the field. You just didn't want very much to eat.
Was your mother the only one cooking, or when you were old enough, were you helping her with the meals and doing dishes, chores around, you know, like inside stuff, like helping her clean the house and such like that?
Yeah, mother did most all of the cooking until I got big enough. Till I got to the age where I was too small to work outside to help run the tractors and stuff. Then I did most of the cooking at noontime, and dishes, I did stacks of dishes. During the summers, in the falls and summer, there was never, hardly ever, less than about 13, it seemed like, 13 seemed to be a magic number. And there was 9 of us at home all the time, because there was 7 of us kids and then the folks. But there was just stacks of dishes. I just remember just stacks and stacks of plates. But we used to sit, and my cousin in the summertime used to come out and visit me. She's the same age as I am. She and I would get dinner ready, and then we had to do dishes. And I can remember putting off dishes. Kids put off dishes an hour or whatever to do to watch TV. We did it to listen to the radio. We listened to soap operas on the radio.
When you had, like, anybody had a birthday or anything, was that like any special day, or depending on time of year, did it just was really unnoticed, like in the summer, if you were during your potato harvest, was it, you know, it was noticed, but it wasn't set aside as special as like some of the big parties are today?
Well, I think that we usually, Mother always made birthday cake. And depending on the time of year and the availability of stuff, whether there was ice cream, parties, not generally, but I said there was usually something from the folks, most generally a gift from the folks, but there was always a birthday cake, always birthday cake. I said it didn't matter what time of year it was, if your birthday was day before Christmas, Mother had a birthday cake for you.
Did you have any musical instruments in the house, such as maybe a piano or guitar or anything?
No, not really. Mother had grown up with a piano, but we didn't have one. We sang a lot, but after we got us a record player, I says records were about all there was, but there was no. Ralph played a trumpet when he was in high school, and I think he was about the only one that played any musical instrument.
When you were talking about playing these games, did your parents get involved in any of these? Maybe not so much the outside ones, but like playing cards or anything like that?
Yeah, they did. Because there wasn't, and cards were things that we usually played in the winter time, because it was just not, it was something to do in the evenings, and it helped kind of pass it. We also, Mother made a lot of candy, and I said that was a big thing when, during the holidays, was her candy. And there were times that we'd have just taffy pulls, just for something to do in the evenings, because there wasn't, if you didn't have a lot of homework or there wasn't any school or something, then that would kind of take up some of the slack evening. We did a lot of reading, but we played cards, like Pinochle and Old Maid.
You mentioned that your father was a farmer. What type of farming did he do?
Oh, he grew potatoes mostly, some wheat. He was never owned his own farm. He always rented, and so he did sharecropping most of the time. He liked to farm. He raised beets. I think he raised beets when I was younger. But when I got a little older, then it was mostly potatoes and grain and hay was what he raised.
Well, that's the majority of crops over in Idaho, isn't it? Potatoes,
yes.
Is there. I know they're number
one.
Yeah,
they're the basic one. They're the main one. And I said that was what they made most of their money off of, was the potatoes.
Was your father really interested? Did he take any kind of an interest in politics or anything, or was he more concerned about his farming?
I sometimes think he wasn't really interested in politics, but yet I can remember he voted. He was an avid person about voting. He didn't, he always would say, he talked about John L. Lewis when he was, had started up the labor unions for the people back east, and I can remember him commenting on these, but really what his comments were, I don't remember. But he always, he felt that President Roosevelt's New Deal policy was really good. But there was, and then, I don't know, his philosophy was that if you don't argue politics or religion with anyone, because you're not going to change him. But I know that he did discuss politics, but I think he was a Democrat all the years that I can remember.
When you were, like, assigned chores, or anybody was assigned chores, and say you just didn't want to do them for some reason or other that day, was there any kind of a discipline or anything that you got?
You just didn't say to my folks that you weren't going to do it. You went ahead and did it, whether you wanted to or not. Sometimes the boys would help do things, help me do things, and help cover up stuff so that it would be done. But you just, if you didn't do it, you were spanked, and then you went ahead and did it. It wasn't a matter of you didn't want to do it, but so what? It had to be done, and it was to be done. I can remember my brothers hating to milk cows. And didn't make any difference whether they disliked it or not. It had to be done night and morning, and that was their job, and they did it.
You lived on the farm. Now, you can't get all your necessities off the farm. Did your, like, mother go to the store, you know, to pick up groceries, like, maybe once a week or whenever they needed some things? Or were most of your stuff just right there on the farm?
Well, I think about the only thing that I can really remember the folks ever buying was just staples like sugar and flour and coffee and tea and salt, because we had our own meat, we had milk cows, and we had vegetable gardens, and mother and always canned just tremendous amounts out of the garden. I can remember this. I heard just canning lots. I thought about it earlier, and I thought there was times when I know that she would can 8 and 9 bushels of fruits in the fall.
When she did most of this canning, did that, through the vegetables and stuff, did that carry you through until you were ready to start harvesting your vegetables out of the garden the following year?
Yeah, usually always did. Because she knew about what it would take, and it pretty much carried us from when she did them in the fall until the fresh vegetables were in the garden in the next summer. And so it was, she did it all. And I can remember her big old gardens that just seemed like that's all you were doing in the summer, was weeding those gardens. She had big gardens. But it was a necessity, so.
When you were, say, between, let's say, fourth grade through high school, were there, like, various diseases you get, such as, like, smallpox and polio? How common were these different diseases?
Oh, we had lots and lots of measles. There was lots of smallpox.
Were there any, like, you didn't did you go and get, like we do now, a vaccination for these?
You got vaccinations for diphtheria, it's called DPT, diphtheria, typhoid, and pertussis, which was a what it was now. But anyway, that was about the only thing that you were about. Oh, and you got smallpox vaccinations, which left great huge scars on you. But there was just one, and I said they were just irritated at the time, but then you were pretty much taken care of. Most of the other childhood diseases, we had mumps and measles and chicken pox, and you just figured you'd have those.
Were there any, like, special occasions when your father and mother, you know, were invited to something, some kind of a party, well, maybe not a party, but a get-together of the adults, or did he ever take her out to dinner occasionally?
I don't remember him going out to dinner. I know that a lot of times in the winter time that they got together with their friends. Now, I'm not so much of the time it was at other people's house or at their house, and they come over and they play cards and they danced and they sing and just had a good time. I says, I don't know whether there was drinking at the time or not. There must have been, but I'm not sure about. But to go out to dinner, oh, I guess that they did, but I think that their dinners at home were more of a special thing than really going out.
This is a question here. I usually get into it with you, but was there, when you were like in high school age, say 10th grade and up through high school, was there a lot of drinking amongst the high school age students?
Not really amongst the high school age students. I think there were some of them. I don't remember that my brothers drank. I never drank then. I don't think I drank till after I got out of school. In fact, probably not until I got out of nurse's training. I drank a little of nurse's training, but you just didn't.
Okay, occasionally when they would drink, what would it be, like hard liquor or beer or maybe wine?
I think it was more hard liquor than anything else. Some of the fellows, like I said, I can't really remember. It was hard to come by. It was really hard to come by. And so if you had someone who bought it for you, it was usually hard liquor.
Your brothers and sisters were born, were they delivered at the house or at a hospital or some other place other than the house?
Well, my sister, or my brothers and I were all born at home. And like I said, they, my two younger sisters, which were 5 and 10 years younger than I am, were both born at kind of a nursing home. And that was what it was. It was where you just went just to have your babies. And that was about all they had. So much of the sickness that you had was taken care of at home, and any surgery that was done was mostly done in the doctor's office. My dad had cut his hand in a piece of machinery, and I remember then that he just went into the doctor's office and they sutured it back up, and he got bone infection in it, and they just took him back to the doctor's office, and that was where they did the surgery when they took his fingers off. And that's where they took your tonsils out too, was always at the doctor's office. I know that one mother had pneumonia when I was about a fourth grader. That must have been about the time the sulfa drugs come out in the early 40s. She was in the hospital then, but then again, it was kind of more like a nursing home. It was just run by some nurses, and the doctors just checked in. I said, you could call it a hospital, but it really wasn't that per se. And
when you and your four brothers were born at home, is there any type of a midwife present there?
I think the doctor was usually
present. Oh, it was a doctor then?
Yeah, I think so. They, there was usually a doctor and then probably one of my mother's sisters or my dad's sisters to help was about all that it was. There was no registered nurse or anything like that.
And let's move on like a little up. When did you and your husband meet?
Well, we met in high school. We were juniors in high school. We were just in the same classes, and then we had. It was after we graduated that we started dating each other. But
you knew him.
We knew each other in high school. Our high school was a relatively small. I think there were about 50 in our senior class, and so you knew pretty much everybody. There wasn't any like there is now in so many of these bigger schools. You don't know half, but just your small group. I said you knew all the kids pretty much, and you did things all together.
Okay, now, from what I understand, did he went in the Army first and then went to college. What were you doing when he was in the Army? Were you actually married then?
No, I had gone and that fall after I graduated from high school, I went into nurses training, and I spent 3 years in nurses training. And I went in nurses training in October or August, I think. And he went into the service that December or that November and was gone for 2 years. He was in the service 2 years.
Then he came back and went to college, right?
No, come back and lived at home for a little while, and then he went to California and was there for, half a year, 6 months, 6-7 months, I guess. And then he came back and just worked around home until we were married that September, after I graduated from nurses training in August, which was, and then we were married in September, and then he started school. He started after we were married.
When he went to school, he went to Utah, so that meant you moved away, right?
Uh-huh.
So, when he worked, had he had saved all this money that he was paying for it, and you were working when he went to, for a while when he went to college, right?
Mm-hmm. Only he had saved some money, but he had the GI Bill from the service that he got, $171 a month, I think, from the government to go to school. And so that's what he used to go to school, and when I worked, I think I made $290 a month when I first started working down there. I worked at the county hospital.
Compared to now, saying your prices that you were making then, as compared to now, would you be able to, you were in a nice apartment or trailer, you weren't, just barely making it, you were doing all right, weren't you, as far as, economy-wise, you didn't have to, you budgeted your money enough where you could save some, too.
I don't think we really saved any. I said we, the only time that we really saved any was in the summer times when he was working and I was working, and that way was when we saved. But during the year, no, because he didn't, it took pretty much what he got from the government to go to school for classes. They were going on quarters then, and so you had, and each quarter you paid so much, and you got different books, and you took different classes. And it seemed like it took most of what he had to get that. And then what I had, we lived on, or what I made, we pretty much lived on. I said there was times when we would ask the landlord if we could wait and pay the rest of the rent a week late. We'd pay most of it, and just to go out and have supper, just to go out for an evening or something. When we was in college, I said most of our evenings were spent at friends' places if we went out, and I said you played cards, nothing too fancy for entertainment. It was mostly just cards or going over to someone else's house and messing around.
So you weren't bad off, but you weren't well to do. You were just kind of
we were comfortable.
Comfortable.
Said,
when you were going to when he was going to school, did you live like on campus in a marriage dorm? Or did you have an apartment or trailer?
We had an apartment for the first couple of years, and then between his sophomore and junior year, he worked a summer's job, and we saved enough together to put a down payment on a trailer house that we had, and we bought us a trailer and lived in it until a couple of years after he got out of school.